Okay, well now the next thing we're going to do is take a look at a case in Hong Kong which involves a blogger who's got in trouble with the authorities, but it's for a different reason than one you might expect. We report quite often on bloggers getting in trouble in China with the authorities, but this is a very different case, and to sort of explain what's happening, I'm going to read from Rebecca McKinnon's blog. She's a professor of journalism at the University of Hong Kong. Oyun Lam committed what she says was a deliberate act of civil disobedience, writing on the citizen media website In Media Hong Kong. Oyun called on her readers to post links to erotic websites and also included an artsy photo of a topless woman that she found on Flickr. Oyun's post has been classified as a Class 2 indecent act by Hong Kong's Obscene Articles Tribunal.
How Orwellian does that sound?
Yeah, I know. The maximum penalty for this is $400,000 Hong Kong dollars, that's about $51,000 US, and 1 year in jail. While people think she is unlikely to end up doing jail time, she certainly faces a long drawn out court battle and a series of appeals, and if she loses will end up paying a hefty fine. And that's from Rebecca McKinnon's blog. Well, we can speak to Oyun now. I think at the outset we should say that the image that you posted is only of a bare-breasted woman. It's no worse than many you'd find in several British tabloids. But why did you post it, knowing that there was this this rule against posting images like this onto the internet?
It's a reaction to a previous court case. A person, he posted a hyperlink in a other section. He posted some hyperlinks to kind of obscene photos in the other section. And then he was charged by the police. He was arrested in his house and then prosecuted by the court. And that case is very special because it's a hyperlink, and then everyone is using it, and he posted in the other section. And he is an individual. He is not doing it for commercial purpose. So there's a kind of outrage response in the internet. So people are doing different kinds of things to protest against such action, and I'm just one of it. And also the obscene article ordinance that used to prosecute that person is written in 1987. It's a kind of century-old law, but it's now applying to the internet without revising.
So why do you think they've chosen to resurrect this old law to clamp down on what's really are quite mild images, certainly in your case anyway?
I think they are trying to set up showcase in Hong Kong to intimidate the internet user, because since 2003, the internet become a very vibrant public space in Hong Kong. There's a lot of remarks about the government, and also people like to discuss there, interact there. And if we compare the traditional media with the internet media, since 2003, the traditional media is now suffering from very serious self-censorship. Like 60% of the old media workers, they said that they try to self-censor, but relatively speaking, the internet is very free. And then, in the July 1st rally every year, the internet had its own mobilization. And for this particular website, inmedia.net, is a very popular citizen journalist website in Hong Kong. So I guess they want to put up a showcase in this.
Oyun, it's Nick Wallace here, the presenter. $400,000 Hong Kong dollars is a huge amount. It's £25,000 to translate it to UK sterling. Is this something that you're going to be able to pay if you are fined that amount?
I don't think so. But there are some fundraising here. And also, I don't think it's reasonable to face such a penalty. So I will continue to pursue it in the court case.
Are you quite confident about the court case? Because Hong Kong is obviously slightly different from mainland China in the way such things operate.
I just had some legal opinion with the lawyer. They say that in the obscene article tribunal, it's quite unlikely that I'm going to win. So if I'm going to pursue it, I have to seek for an appeal in the district court or even high court.
Have you found out what Class 1 and Class 3 indecent images are? I'm interested that you got a Class 2 indecent. Just a topless
class
lady.
Class 2 is just, for class three, is you are not supposed to process it. For class two in visas, you can distribute it with a certain format, like a warning message, a cover up in the like. One third of the article be covered up with a very big warning message. So the requirement is designed according to the old media, like magazine. In the magazine cover, you have to have a very big warning message, but it cannot be applied to the internet.
Oren, thank you very much for joining us. That's Oren Lam, who's currently fighting a case regarding posting what really would be a very mild image by UK standards to the internet.
Well, as you say, available on page 3 in most tabloid newspapers. Time now is 2:25.